The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Talo for Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spinoff. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Hello there, weary traveller, and welcome back to Waterdeep Mountain High. When we last left our heroes, the gang had finally all been reunited and were determined to put an end to Principal Barilla's wish once and for all. After forming a human centipede for some reason, they followed Principal Barilla through another shrinking door in her office and discovered the remaining teachers conducting a secret meeting inside a tiny ship in a bottle on her desk. But before they could do anything, the drama teacher and the PE teacher turned on Principal Barilla, tried to kill her. In retaliation, Barilla brought the wooden sailors on the ship to life. They quickly clubbed them to death in front of our hero's very eyes. And then, there was one. Let's see how the gang get out of this one in this next episode of Waterdeep Mountain High.
There is a wooden sailor figure standing right next to you, as you will remember, holding the steering wheel.
Good friend of ours.
it turns its lifeless, painted eyes towards you.
Creepy.
Wait, get your eyes off my tits, old man.
It is looking right at your chest.
And dirty dog.
It lifts up the steering wheel, which is the steering wheel, the boat wheel, and brings it up and swings it at you guys, and that's going to be a surprise attack, so it's going to swing it at you, Kate.
Okay,
let's have a look. It's a 14. What's your armor class now?
Oh, my armor class, a 13.
Okay, so it swings and it knocks you, and it's going to hit you with this thing for 6 damage. So you can write that down on your little sheet there. Yeah. And we're into initiative. There's just one sailor in front of you.
No.
But there are also 8 wooden sailors down the other end of the boat. And they have all sort of collectively noticed you as soon as this other one has. Okay, Ping, your turn.
Great. I'm gonna pull out my dagger and take a little slash at the boatman's wooden, dull, lifeless eyes.
Great, make an attack.
Oh.
Is it? Yeah, D20 is, so you roll that with your strength as well and your dagger.
Okay, great. It was a 9.
9, okay. You slash at it. You scour a bit of its face, but you just miss it.
Okay.
Helado? Oh.
Yes. Okay. All right, I'm going to do a magic missile on the one closest to us. 11. 11 damage.
Right, you shoot your magic missiles at the wooden guy. and he bursts into little matchstick splinters. And you have killed one of them. Paul?
I would like to I'd like to cast a thunderous smite. My weapon, on my rapier, I hold it up, and it rings with thunder that is audible within 300 feet of you. And, cool. I think it just happens.
Are you attacking one of the far away ones?
Nah, I'm gonna...
Because he's dead.
Who, the one close?
You killed the one close. To, sorry. So there are some others, and they're just down, yeah. down the deck. So you can run towards them, for sure, and do that.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Great.
I'll,
You charge down the steps.
Yeah.
The sound of thunder, which, you know, some could argue was Kate's thing, but sure. Ringing in everyone's ears, with holding your sword, your mystical rapier in the air.
Okay. And then I'll just do my signature move, which is just a stab.
I love it.
Okay. I rolled a 17, plus the attack bonus, which is plus 6. Yeah, that'll
do it, for sure.
12 damage.
You stab the rapier through its head, and the thunderous wave also disintegrates it into little matchsticks.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Matchsticks.
Yeah.
I pocket some of them.
No, you couldn't light something with them. They don't have heads on them.
So just...
Just a little
bit. Still, water. I pocket some of them.
Okay, no, you can do what you want. This is a fantasy game.
Mm.
Kate, your turn.
Okay, is it possible that I go, I'm going to leave you guys to fight, and I run over to collect some blood in my water skin bag?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm going
to
do.
You don't have to fight.
I don't want to fight. I'm going to, these guys look like they've got it under control, so I'm going to take my water skin, and I'm going to go over to the dead bodies, and I'm going to collect the blood we need from two of the teachers.
Okay, so to do that, you're going to have to run through a bunch of the... sailors who mm-hmm. all sort of turned to face you.
Question, am I currently using the rapier?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's the rapier.
So we need to get the blood on this rapier.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you're going to run through these.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make maybe an athletics contest to see who's faster. So you roll d20 plus your athletics, and they'll see if they can hit you.
12 plus 1, 13.
Yeah, great. They got a 19. So one of them swings its sword at you and is going to hit you for 4 damage.
I can take it.
Yeah, you can take it. That's nothing to you. And now the sailor. Now that you are surrounded by the sailors, though, and they are all going to... hit you with their sticks, their little match sticks.
Can I do a dance to charm them?
Well, the opportunity to do that has passed.
Okay.
But they might, you know, knowing sailors, they would probably enjoy that. Mm. They are trying to attack you, but they miss.
Looks like the dance worked.
Another 3 of the sailors are going to attack Forrest with their little match sticks. And they get a 13.
Sorry, my AC is 18.
Ooh. They do not hit you. And as they are swinging their swords at you, you all notice that Barilla has disappeared.
If that...
With her blood.
She has, she's taken all of her blood. and you... hear the sound of a door slamming, and suddenly above you see the shape of Barilla, and she is standing above you in the real room, towering above you, peering down at you in the bottle.
Don't smash it.
She smiles and picks up the bottle, and suddenly everything shifts, so the bottle is now upright, the ship is on its side. So I need everyone to make a dexterity
holding on, like, saving throw
to see if you can grab on. Okay.
Dexterity, is it?
I rolled a natural 1.
Okay.
15.
What did I get before? 15, I think.
Okay, great.
Genuinely. I did really well.
You guys all just managed to grab on to the wood as the ship goes up on its side. The wooden men obviously don't really have any grabbing power. They all fall. And Forrest, you tumble all the way down to the bottom of the bottle, the glass bottle, and you hit the ground, and you're going to take some falling damage for that. So roll 3d, I think it's d6.
One, five, so six, three, so nine.
Okay, you land, because you hit a one, you land on the bottom, you are prone, so you're lying down, and some wooden men tumble and land next to you. The rest of you are holding on by your fingernails, and something very strange happens next. Principal Barilla takes the bottle over to a sink.
Oh, no.
And she pops the cork out from the top.
God.
And places it under a tap. And then she just says, leave my school alone. And she turns the tap on, and water starts rushing in to the bottle.
Far out. That's
long. And now it is Ping. It's your turn to do whatever you want.
Okay, I've got really good acrobatics.
Oh, by the way, the door that you want that takes you to the real world is in the stern of the boat, which is at the top.
Okay. I've got really good acrobatics. I want to climb up towards the door if I can.
Yep.
But I want to do like a little, like a cheeky little flip. Like I want to grab around the mast and sort of like do a flip and climb up.
Yep, just to look cool.
Just to look cool.
Yeah, great.
I use my acrobatic skills.
Let's see if you do it.
19.
Great. You
damn, Ping.
You
I'm
do
seeing you in a hole, you lion.
You do a cool flip around the mast with ease. You were born for the seas, and you throw yourself higher up the boat. Where are you going for?
The door.
You're going for the door. Yeah. So you head towards the back of the boat, where there's the ladder that goes down into the room at the back.
Yeah, I just open it and then hold on to the door and like look down and like yell like, Kate Forrest, hello, follow me.
I'm coming, Ping.
Right, so Kate, it's your turn, actually.
Okay, cool. I want to just try and replicate.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. It's actually Helado's turn.
Okay. Wait.
Men first.
Yeah. is Forrest, is he in a position where if, say, water hits him, he'll just float?
So the water is hitting him at the moment, and it is sort of driving him. He can't really move. The tap, the full force of the water is on him, and it's like basically like a waterfall.
Okay.
It's nice, if anything.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. I was quite hot.
Wash off that stinky smell off your butt.
Because I was behind you in the ladder line.
No, because you'd shake
your
hands. You can't really speak at this point.
I know, but underwater. Still, my face is saying it all.
I can summon a mage hand, like a magical hand.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that I could use to like block up the water coming into the bottle?
No, I don't. I think there's too much water. Like the hand would be too small, I think, to stop this.
Okay. Then I start. I guess start climbing it. Try to climb up towards the door. I'll try to recreate exactly what Ping did. Oh, but before I do, I yell to Ping to, like, go through the door, so that way she can, like, flip the bottle.
Nice. Like,
flip the bottle.
So it's your turn.
Yeah, so I'll do some flips and stuff and try to climb up. Oh, what's acrobatics? Oh, there. Oh, 22. That's what I roll.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Okay, great. So you very nimbly flip, and you also reach the entrance to the room where the door is.
Oh, then I can I just throw myself through and...
No, that's the sort of length of your turn. You can't go further than that because it is now Paul, your turn, and you are underwater, so you can't breathe. So you will drown eventually, but you have... what's your constitution modifier?
Plus one.
I think you can last for 1 minute, so you have basically one round.
Cool.
Oh, my God, Forrest.
Or can I maybe just start swimming towards the surface?
You can't because the sailors who have fallen around you are sort of piled on top of you. So you'll have to move them out of the way.
Okay.
And they're going to resist that, so it'll be a strength contest.
I think it's time for my favorite move. Find steed. I would like to summon a mystical steed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's instantaneous. Yeah, so like a white spirit steed I would like to summon.
Before Forrest summons his steed, can I recognize that he might be about to die? And can I look at him and yell, if you have anything you want to get off your conscience, now is the time. If there are any lies you want to clear up, any things you want to admit to.
I say, which is me going, I didn't do it. Anyway, the steed comes.
Yep.
And I think I control the steed. Can I get the steed to kind of...
What's the steed's name?
You've already... Misty.
Misty?
Misty?
Yeah.
Misty?
Is this a different steed? Because you've already summoned it once before.
This is
a new one.
Maybe. Can't remember what the last one was called.
It's called Misty. Okay, Misty.
This is Misteed.
Misteed.
Yes.
All right. This sounds like a racing horse.
Yeah.
Okay. A steed appears.
It's a reference to the Adam Sandler film Mr. Deeds.
the female reboot.
It's his sister who's unmarried. Misdeeds is his name. Her name. Okay, cool. Misdeeds arrives, and she kind of goes and kicks some of the wooden people around me.
Okay, great. Let's make a strength contest, and I'll give you advantage with Misdeeds' help.
Okay. I rolled a 19.
Shit.
And my strength. What do I add?
That's good enough, because okay, cool. These little wooden guys are weak sauce, and Misteed kicks them all off. She picks you up on her back.
Cool.
The water is filling up really fast now. It's filled up about half the bottle now.
Misteeds to the walk to the surface,
And Misteeds starts swimming. As a horse is obviously known to do, and carries you up to the top, and you breach the surface and you gasp a desperate breath. Kate, it's your turn. The water has just reached where you are, hanging onto the side of...
There's a bit of foley.
Yeah, it's as terrifying as that. And as the water reaches you, it also brings up, you can see the bodies of the PE teacher and the drama teacher.
Oh, my God.
Floating face down.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to... I'm a really strong swimmer.
If you just decided that.
Yeah, that's one of my main characteristics. So I'm going to swim over to the bodies, and I'm going to get out my water skin... And I'm going to float on my back, and I'm going to also use my my bloody dagger, mate. And I'm going to cut into the bodies and drain their blood and put them in the water skin bag, because I've got my eye on the prize.
Amazing. Okay, I love that. So let's make that a acrobatics check.
Okay. It's an 11.
You swim over to the PE teacher with your knife and your water skin bag, and you stab the knife into the PE teacher. But as you do that, the PE teacher, his eyes open and grabs you in a bear hug, a bugbear hug, and dies, and his body starts to sink into the water, pulling you down towards the bottom of the bottle, and the water is filling up higher. And Helado, it's your turn. The water is Ping.
As I sink, I say, "Don't worry about me, guys. I'm a really strong swimmer."
Ping, it's your turn. The water is rising up. Okay,
action. Can I just yell out?
You can yell.
Is there anything you'd like to get off your chest now?
No. Yes, there is.
Shoot.
I know you didn't fart. I know who did it.
Who?
It was me. I want to run out into the real world.
Yep.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Great. I want to run through the door and down the ladder, and I want to attack Barilla from behind.
Okay. You run out the door, open the red door. You're suddenly full size inside the Barilla's office. Barilla's actually gone. She's not in the room.
In that case, I stop the tap and grab the bottle.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
You stop the tap and the water stops. You grab the bottle.
And I very...
And the water sloshes around and everyone inside is hanging on for dear life.
I look in and I'm like, what do I do? Ping! Tip the bottle off.
You're underwater. Down. Nobody can hear you.
Tip it upside down. Yeah, pour it out slowly.
But then we'll still be small, will we? Or will we get big once we come out?
Well, yeah, through the red door. Oh, you know, don't pour anyone out the bottle.
I don't know what to do.
I want to come out small. Tip me out, Ping. Can I get out my blowgun?
Yes.
And I want to sip the water through this like a straw very slowly.
Okay. Great.
Until it's like lessened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stick your blowgun down. Enormous blowgun comes down past you guys and starts sucking up the water.
Yeah. I yell out, Ping, blowguns are really bad for the environment. They're killing a lot of sea life.
Kate, you immediately start being sucked up towards the towards the surface, and then you enter the blowgun, and you're getting sucked up towards...
Ping, I'm coming! I'll suck her up, and then I can kind of feel her in my mouth. And then I open my tongue up like this. And then I put her on the rim of the bottle. Yes. Thank you, Ping. You saved my life. I hold out my hand for her to hop on.
Aww.
And I put the bottle, I very, very gently put the bottle back the way it was. So I've got Kate on my hand,
mm-hmm.
and then the bottle's the back the way that it was. With just a little bit of water.
Okay, yeah. Kate,
can I do that?
Sure, yeah. This is all great stuff. So Kate is in your hand, and you guys are still on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
The combat is over. The wooden guys are all floated away. are you going to put Kate back inside the bottle, or
keep me small?
Kate, what do you want me to do?
Can you carry me, Ping? I want to stay small.
Yes, I can carry you.
Great.
Oh, fuck.
I put her on my shoulder.
Okay.
Is that right?
Sure. Hey, you can do whatever you want.
I just think I could be some use as a small person. Who knows what spaces I might get into?
I love it.
I'm going to ride my steed back through the door,
mm-hmm.
and through the red door.
Great. You emerge through the red door into the real world. Full size, with a full size Miss Steed.
Yes. And the steed lasts for 10 minutes, so...
You've still got the steed.
Still got the steed. Yeah, great. For sure.
Cool. And I walk through the door as well. And what happens if Ping walks back through the door with Kate on her? And Kate's small already.
I have no idea.
Gets even smaller.
Yeah.
I don't want to see what happens.
Come, we've got to chase Barilla.
Let's do it. We need the blood of the other teachers.
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, you have it?
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, so what, they're back in there?
Put Kate in the bottle.
Yeah, they're in the bottle.
Okay, I ride Misty back through the red door.
And then you've got to put your rapier in the...
Yeah. I'll ride through.
Yeah.
I'll find the bodies. And then I'll just very tastefully stab them with the rapier.
Great. You,
really tastefully.
You find their sodden, waterlogged bodies, eyes open in horror, looking at you as if, you know, I don't want to die. I have so many things.
Oh, wait, so they're still
already
alive.
Dead. And you tastefully. I'd like to
actually just say a few words as well, if I may. the PE teacher, I just go in and just stab straight away because he never put me on the headball,
yeah.
The A headball team. So I just kind of stab him.
Were you like senior B social? Or
yeah, I was on the B team and I always wanted to play A's. But and I should have played A's. I was better than like.
No doubt.
Greg was terrible. And Jason was
Forrest,
like, okay, okay. Anyway,
so much politics.
Yeah, it's politics, is what it is. So anyway, I stab him, and then I go over to the drama teacher, who I was actually quite fond of. And like I said before, 2 years ago, Into the Woods, I was in it. I was in the chorus, but
Forrest.
It was an incredible production. If you didn't see it, you missed out. Is all I'm saying. Okay, anyway, R.I.P. And I tastefully take some blood from him.
And then you come back out.
Yeah, I ride Misteed back out.
Awesome, and when you place the blood on the rapier, it melds into the blade as the other ones have done, and you now have almost all the blood you need to reverse the wish on the skull.
We just need Barilla.
Now you just need Barilla, and you are now inside Barilla's office, which overlooks the square where the Hooty statue is, the statue that you'll need to reverse the wish, and you can actually see her. She's standing beside the statue, not even really trying to hide, just standing there.
I have an idea. Forrest,
yeah.
Give me your steed and let me sit on the steed in my tiny form and ride toward Barilla. Because they won't think there's anyone on the steed. They'll just see the steed coming toward them. They'll just think it's a horse.
Just another horse in the school.
And then what? Well, I have to take the rapier. Attach the rapier to the horse.
Oh, yeah, and you could just prick her.
Yeah, I'll just prick her.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It's a lot better than the idea I was about to suggest, which was involving... I won't even go into it.
She'll just think a horse is coming toward her.
With a sword?
No, they won't even see the rapier on the horse.
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, true. We need to shrink the rapier. What if I... go back through the door,
yes,
and then bring the rapier through the... Okay.
Let's all shrink everything.
What if
and then all ride the horse towards Barilla.
I like it.
Guys?
Yes, of course, obviously. Hello, yeah.
Ping,
yeah,
I'm like with it. You.
Let's do it. Get inside that bottle and shrink yourselves.
Everyone, jump on the
steed.
We're human-centered. Oh, no.
We're human-centered on the steed.
I vote.
Am I on the steed or am I just waiting for you guys outside?
You're waiting for us.
Okay. Don't leave me here.
So you run back into the bottle
room.
You immediately shrink to tiny size, and then you run out the bottle. Is that right?
Yeah, we come out the bottle.
Okay, you're a gang of tiny people, and your horse can still see you and love you. Cool.
Although, guys, we only have maybe a few minutes left of Misteed before she vanishes.
Yeah.
Everyone, hop on. Uh-oh. Being tiny is going to take a while to get down there. What if, Barilla's down below in the square?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What if
Steed needs to stay big. Steed, your Steed.
No, tiny Steed as well.
No, big no, Steed, Steed. Tiny people.
I say tiny everything.
No, it needs to be big Steed, we don't tiny have, people.
No, if it's a small Steed, she won't even notice us coming.
Yeah, but we won't get there in time.
Guys, what if we make some sort of... there's a lot of papers and stuff on your desk. I'm thinking we parachute.
Oh, my God. Forrest, you're fucking this up.
You want the horse to parachute down?
Okay, let's go Big Steed then. Fine. I'm going to ride... Okay, I ride Miss Steed back through the door.
Okay.
We get big. And then I'm like... Here, girl, stay.
What, did you bring the steed into the...
Yeah, I did. Okay, I was confused. I thought we were going small everything.
So you ride, you're big now.
I'm big. And then I'll get off my steed
and
re-enter the bottle through the door and then exit. I'm small.
You're She's small big. Again. And now you jump on the steed.
Yeah.
We're all on the steed.
Okay. And now you're heading towards Barilla.
Yes.
And the final...
This episode of Waterdeep Mountain High starred Nick Sampson, Alice Sneddon, Paul Williams, Ray O'Leary, and Brinley Stent. It was produced by The Spinoff and edited by Tina Tiller. If you've enjoyed listening to it, please let us know. We love to hear about this sort of stuff. Love to hear good stuff. We love feeling good. Until next time, thank you very much for listening.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate. The Spinoff Podcast Network.